Fun direct from the stage of the CBC Concert Studio in Toronto. The Happy Gang is presented daily by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in association with the Carnation Milk Company and Red Rose Coffee, together with your local station hosts from coast to coast. Now here's the Happy Gang heading your way, so relax and listen, and you'll hear them say,
keep happy and healthy, the heck with me and wealthy. Here's Eddie Allen with the Happy Gang.
Thank you, and hi, everybody, and a very happy hello to you out there, coast to coast, from all the gang on this Wednesday, this sunny 19th day of November. Well, today, we are seeing many familiar faces and also making new friends, meeting scores of folks from out of town. It's all happening at the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair. We are originating our Happy Gang show from the Exhibitors Lounge on the second floor of the Coliseum. We'll be here for the rest of this week. Well, the fair has been in full swing since last Friday, and before the fair closes its doors on Saturday, judges will have handed out more than 4 miles of prize ribbons. It's the biggest agricultural exhibition in the world. Well worth a special song to show the enthusiasm of all the gang and our visit to the fair.
We've snapped our ties on and slicked our hair. The reason is we're playing at the winter fair. Smiles and chuckles with lots to spare. Cause things are really humming at the winter fair. The Coliseum will catch your eye. You'll golly gee when you see the horses all a-jumping high. Sheep and cattle and chicks galore. With cock-a-doodle-doo so last a week or more. Fruit and flowers are on display. Silver cups and trophies to be won each day.
Exciting new cookbook, Family Favorites, is yours just by writing for it. This illustrated cookbook contains 42 new different recipes, including everything from soup to main course to dessert. You'll find directions for such things as tasty Hawaiian weenies, hearty beef rice bake, gay peppermint frost. Every recipe in the book is bound to be a hit with your family, and every recipe is guaranteed to turn out delicious because of Carnation evaporated milk. Carnation always gives outstanding results in smoothness and flavor. Results not possible with any other form of milk. Now, to get your free copy of this handy Carnation cookbook, write Family Favorites, your name and address, on a postcard, and send it to Department KR, Carnation Company Limited, Toronto, Vancouver, or St. John's, Newfoundland. That's Family Favorites, your name and address, on a postcard, and mail it to Department KR, Carnation Company Limited, Toronto, Vancouver, or St. John's, Newfoundland. Make meals more interesting for your family. So send for Carnation's Family Favorites today.
The Winter Fair has such universal appeal. Exhibits are here from all over the world. I suppose that's why music has such a universal appeal, too, because while other countries are importing the songs we make popular over here, we in turn import songs from other countries and perform them in our Canadian way. Here's an example, a beautiful song from Italy with the original Italian title, but with an English translation, and to enjoy the full meaning of the words. Non dimenticare. Non dimenticare means don't forget you are my darling. Don't forget to be all you mean to me. Non dimenticare, my love is like a star, my darling, shining bright and clear. Just because you're here, please do not forget that our lips have met and I've held you tight, dear. Was it dreams ago my heart felt this glow, or only just tonight, dear? Non dimenticare, although you travel far, my darling, it's my heart you own, so I wait alone. Non dimenticare. Here's some universal talk that everyone understands. Chicken talk. And if you've ever been near chickens very much, you'll agree their talk doesn't need very much translating. You can pretty well tell by her cackle whether the hen is content or mad. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of hundred hens and roosters just outside the exhibitor's lounge, just the atmosphere we need for this fabulous story of the egg-laying contest that took place at the big fair in Svenson's Corners between the Rhode Island Red and the White Leghorn. Bobby, if you'll narrate the contest, I'll proceed to lay the very best egg I know how. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, from the fairgrounds at Svenson's Corners, the Checkerboard Feed Company is bringing you the annual egg-laying contest. Now, Lucy, the White Leghorn, beautiful Saskatchewan champion, has just laid the biggest egg so far in the contest. Now, we come to our last contestant. Here in chicken coop number two is Frida, the Rhode Island Red, last year's Manitoba champion, who will close the competition. You know, it's rumored that old Frida has overtrained and ain't in the best of condition for this contest. But in spite of all this, the Manitoba fans are betting that she will out-egg Lucy, the Saskatchewan champion. Here comes Frida now. The crowd is tense with excitement as the judges open up coop number two. Here she comes, ladies and gentlemen, old Frida, the pride of the Manitoba poultrymen. She's crossing the ramp to the platform nest. Uh-oh. What's this? She seems to be mad. There's too much straw in the nest. She's kicking it out defiantly, right in Lucy's face. Now she's glaring at Lucy and the other contestants who are watching from their coops. She sure wants to win this contest. Now the crowd is watching in complete silence. She's settling down. She looks like she's ready to begin. The feathers are sticking straight out from the back of her neck. Here she goes. Ladies and gentlemen, her eyes are bulging out like two big red jelly beans. This poor old hen looks like she's going to explode. The Manitoba cheering section is rooting for Frida and egging her on. It looks like she's going to try again. Ready for a last gigantic effort. Will it be a hit or a miss? Oh, my goodness! Svenson's Corners will have national acclaim. Frida has laid a square egg.
Now our Barry Wood is roosting down in the studio audience waiting to talk to some nice person from out of town. Who it is, Barry?
I'm over here, Ed, and had quite a problem today because we have almost every province in Canada represented in our audience here at the Royal Winter Fair. So I solved it by picking the man that I think is from the farthest west, Mr. Stanley Peltz of Vancouver, B.C. Are you an exhibitor at the fair, Mr. Peltz?
No, I'm not.
Just came to see the fun, eh?
That's right.
What part of the Winter Fair do you find the most interesting?
Well, I just probably came in, so I'm not very familiar.
Well, I'm glad you picked the happy gang first, and I'll tell you that it's enough here to keep you busy the rest of the week. Now, Mr. Peltz, what do you do in Vancouver?
I work with the BC Electric.
Oh, I understand the BC Electric is having a few problems out there these days. Maybe you skipped out with the money, did you?
Quite, no.
Not all of it, anyway. Well, Mr. Peltz, representing all of the various provinces of Canada, thanks very much for coming up to our microphone. I hope you enjoy the fair.
I really do. Thank you.
Happy with the song and a laugh. Here we go with the second half. So keep listening, keep smiling, chase the blues away.
Now, for any of you folks who tuned in late, we're originating our show today from the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair. Yes, up on the second floor in the exhibitor's lounge, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. So if you're spending a day at the fair, either tomorrow or Friday, we'll see if we can't squeeze you in our chicken coop somehow. Whenever we stray away from our own backyard on McGill Street, folks love to meet and hear Kathleen Stokes and Blaine Matthey. No wonder, when you think of it, the Royal Winter Fair opened its doors for the 26th time this year, which means this fair originated only 4 years before Blaine and Kay started on the Happy Gang. 22 years it is for these two now. Here's a sample of music we enjoy listening to, a tune that has become a perennial favorite with Blaine and Kay, Fascination.
is wonderful, Glenn and Kay. Say, how about your husband? Is he one of those men who starts his day by getting up on the wrong side? Well, you know, Red Rose coffee can help cure that, and in a hurry, too. Now, that's because Red Rose has a really distinctive, real coffee flavor and aroma that men respond to. And you'll find that you, too, will enjoy Red Rose, the luxury coffee that costs no more than other good coffee. So start tomorrow to...
Keep hot, happy with Red Rose. Good coffee puts a man on his toes. In the morning, the evening, you're sure to feel okay if you start the day the Red Rose way. The coffee's perfect. Start the day the Red Rose way.
And for a quick cup, try Red Rose Instant Coffee.
Thank you, Barry. Well, it's a treat to see so many hubbies out there in our audience today, and considering their wives must have dragged them in here, I'd say they look pretty happy, don't you think so, Bear? Well, we'll try our best to keep you that way anyway. A farmer, you know, he doesn't get very much time to dream about his love life. Not when he's got his farm to look after. There's chores in the morning, chores at night, chores just about all around the clock. Now, he's a happy man, though, and it certainly doesn't affect him the way it does the lover boy who gets so confused because all he does think about is his girl 24 hours a day, around the clock. Around the clock, around the clock, around the clock, I talk about you, I talk about you, to anyone who will listen to me. Hey, listen to me, talk about you, all around the clock. I went to a clam bar, what did I do? I told the man to bring a half a dozen of you. And then I went to a bakery shop. I ordered a U with the icing on top. Around the clock. Around the clock. Around the clock. I talk about you, I talk about you, to anyone who will listen to me. Hey, listen to me, talk about you, all around the clock. At a flower shop, in a fine hotel, got a big red U for my lapel. Then I went to a railway track for a round trip ticket to you and back. And darling, after you gave me that goodnight kiss, my conversation with the milkman goes something like this. I love her, I love her, and I'll take a pint of half and half, butter and her and half and half. That's when the milkman starts to laugh. Around the clock, around the clock, around the clock, I talk about you, talk about you, to anyone who will listen to me. Hey, listen to me, talk about you, all around the clock. 24 hours a day, around the clock.